Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Mark Arnold on the program talking about his new ebook, 30 Ideas to Build and Live Your Brand. So check it out. On the show today, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Mark Arnold from On The Mark Consulting. How's it going, Mark?
Going great, Mike. Thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime. We always make time for you, sir, because you are probably the king content generator of the credit union industry. Every time I turn around, every time I pull up a webpage, there's a story from Mark Arnold. So you are generating some serious content, sir.
It's one of my passions is to help educate credit unions. I love it. Love credit unions, bleed credit union blood, and really want to push that content out as much as possible to help credit unions grow.
And speaking of which, you have a new ebook out right now, and it's called 30 Ideas to Build and Live Your Brand. And this is it's a pretty darn informative ebook, and it's a quick read, but I mean, it's just loaded with great takeaways in here. Tell me, what's it all about? I mean, before we dive in a little bit deeper here.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it is a free ebook, 30 Ideas to Build and Live Your Brand. Really, we wanted to do a couple things with it. One, we wanted to be free because we wanted to offer information for credit unions rather than be this, giant long book that you have to pay, a lot of money for. Just give you a free, quick book, really to focus on two kind of concepts, how to build your brand and then also how to live it, kind of two parts to it. So half the book giving you ideas for how to really craft a brand, build it, and the second half it kind of focus on how to live it and things that you can do on an everyday practical basis. So there is something for everyone at your credit union in the book, in the free book.
Yeah, because you mentioned in your intro, it's for people who are maybe just starting out or for people who have a really good plan in place and for everybody in between too. So like you said, it's kind of for everybody here.
It really is. And there are 30 ideas in there. So there's something for everyone. Each chapter is really short. It's a quick read. It's designed to really just glance at it, spend, a couple minutes on each chapter and move on and also make it very, very practical. Lots of practical information as well. As you said, something for everyone, no matter where you are in the branding cycle with your credit union, there are some ideas in that book that you can implement.
Yeah, you could even do it. You could even do it like an idea a day for a month, 30
That's
days, 30
idea.
Ideas.
That's the whole point, yeah. You could take 3 or 4 minutes a day, and by the end of that 30 days, you've got great ideas to really improve your brand at your credit union.
Exactly, and you can even take some of these ideas and kind of spin them to your own angle, your own agenda, that whole type of thing too,
Absolutely, every credit union is unique. And your brand is unique, so you can take the ideas we've given you, and as you said, apply it to your unique situation, no matter where you are in the branding cycle. You're somewhere on the branding cycle, and there's something in that book for you.
Exactly. Well, let's get into some of the ideas here. What are some of your favorites that stand out?
A couple ones that stand out for me. One is smell your bathroom.
I was thinking the same one.
I love that one because the idea, branding touches everything.
Yes.
And branding is everything. Mm-hmm. It's not just the big picture. And branding is certainly a big picture issue. But branding's also about the details.
Yep.
And one of the details is your bathroom.
Yes.
How do your bathrooms smell? That communicates something about your brand. When we do branding and marketing audits for our clients, we actually do the bathroom smell test. We go in and we smell your bathrooms and we tell you, look, this is what you're communicating about your brand and what it looks like, who your target audience are, what is it like? And the bathrooms really are critical to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things that you can overlook as well or could put on the back burner. It's like, yeah, we'll get to that later, but then later turns into a week, 2 weeks, a month or 2 months and that type of thing. But if you're kind of maintaining these details on a daily basis, you can really keep up the image.
Absolutely. So that was one of them, is smell your bathroom. Another one is maintaining brand momentum. We really spent a chapter just giving you about 4 or 5 practical ideas to maintain momentum. Branding tends to fall down at the staff level. It's just really easy. You've got to keep it on the forefront of their minds. And so really maintaining brand momentum really gives you some ideas on how to do that. Getting stories from them, helping them to craft thank you letters, little ideas that really they can maintain the brand. Maintaining brand momentum was another one that I really liked. Just, about 5 ideas just inside that one chapter that you could do and implement very quick, very easy, yet that maintains brand momentum. Brand momentum often dies at the staff level. And so you want to make sure it's not doing that. So that's a great way to do that.
Okay, yeah. So keep those people on the front lines and anywhere within the office or in the branch, keep them appraised of what's going on and how they get the word out.
You gotta eat, live, and breathe it. Yeah. And then another one I like, the third one I would suggest is just the idea of doing a brand audit. Really need to know, where are you today with your brand? The only way you can do that is to conduct a brand audit, really looking at everything from A, your annual report, to W, your website, mm-hmm. and everything in between. Where are you today with your brand and on your audit? And a brand audit really dives deep in that and give you some ideas and suggestions on how to do that in that chapter. So those are three that kind of stand out to me. Of course, it's like choosing your favorite child, kind of hard. Yeah.
When I was thinking of this question, I knew that was kind of one of the responses. I knew you were going to come up with that one. It's kind of like, what's your favorite kid? You know, well, you can't, but they're all fantastic. And I mean, and you mentioned in your intro there, you mentioned that there are a few misconceptions about branding. What are these misconceptions that people are kind of going off the rails on?
Great question. You know, there is a misconception about what branding is. It's not your logo. It's not your tagline. It's not your website. We like to say branding is everything.
Okay.
Branding is there. It is everything. Mm-hmm. Everything about your organization, everything about your credit union is a part of your brand. So it really is the sum of your values, who you are. So really, branding is so much more than branding is everything. That's my favorite definition of branding. And then we really suggest that you really look at your brand from a kind of a brand triangle kind of standpoint. And what we suggest is that there's three parts to the brand triangle. The first leg of your brand triangle is your executive and board members, and their job is to lead the brand. But then there's a second leg of your brand triangle, and those are your employees, and their job is to live the brand. Mm-hmm. And there's a third leg of the brand triangle, bottom leg, and that is your members. Mm-hmm. And if you're leading the brand, if your employees are living the brand, then your members should love your brand. And that kind of is really the synopsis of a brand, the brand triangle. It's a model that we use. And we really think that really successfully communicates what branding is all about.
I love that. I love that. And so, I mean, what are you finding about, I mean, kind of segueing from that, what are you finding in credit union branding today? I mean, there's some, well, I mean, the Golden Mirror Awards just came out, and we interviewed John Pembroke about those things, about those awards. And in my personal opinion, I think credit union marketing and advertising, that type of stuff, has really gone through the roof in a positive way in the last like 5 years. There's been a big sophisticated change with credit union marketing. So, but as far as branding, like you said, everything, where do you see credit unions with branding?
I think there are a couple of things that we're seeing. One is that we're seeing the credit unions that are growing the most, those that are having the best success and growth with mm-hmm. lending, with membership, with new accounts, deposits, things like that, they are the ones that are investing in the brand. If you invest in your brand, you will grow. And that really is a definite trend. Any successful credit union that you see out mm-hmm. there, they're doing branding really, really well. And by brand, I don't mean marketing, not just the ads and things like that, truly the culture.
Right.
They really get that and they're really into that. So you really see that's a truth, is that credit unions that are growing are branding well. Second principle we're seeing too in credit unions is really you need to think about great branding trumps good marketing. And what I mean by that is you need to focus more on your brand and really less on your marketing. Okay. I was talking to one of our clients a couple of months ago, and she was saying they've actually had to stop their marketing because their brand is so strong. They don't need to do marketing promotions anymore. They're getting so much organic growth. Word of mouth is spread all about their brand, because the brand that was developed really helped them communicate and connect with their members. And so now they're seeing branding has trumped their marketing. They don't really need to do as much marketing anymore. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what you're seeing, is if you really elevate brand above marketing, mm-hmm. you'll have much better success. That's why I wanted to write that book, to give you 30 ideas to live and build your brand. And that's why it's free, to give you these ideas, because we're seeing branding is trumping marketing.
Right. Isn't that, I mean, just kind of off the top of my head, isn't that more cost effective as well?
Much more cost effective. And because again, branding touches everything. It's going to interact how your employees interact, your mission, your slogan, your vision, who you're trying to reach. It does. It touches everything. Wow. And you've got to know exactly who you're trying to reach, your target audiences. You've got to know your vision, mm-hmm. All those kind of things all tie together. And you've got to make sure your employees are living the brand mm-hmm. Every day. So it's mm-hmm. all related. Branding touches everything.
Yeah. And your employees are going out in the neighborhood and the community and stuff. And they got to be, you know, walking the talk, you know, and talking your credit union up and stuff. So, I mean, they're great branders as well.
Absolutely. And a great way to determine, you know, how strong is your brand is we ask our clients this question: what is your credit union about? Mm-hmm. So we ask it, what is your credit union about? Mm-hmm. And we ask it to four key groups. We ask your directors, what is your credit union? How would they answer? How would your directors answer that question? Mm-hmm. Then second, without staff in the room. Then we ask the executive team, without board in the room, what is your credit union about? Then you go to a third group and you ask your frontline staff, what is your Creighton about, without their managers in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go to a fourth group, you ask the members, what is this Creighton about? If all four groups are saying the same thing, you probably have a strong brand. But if all four groups are all over the board, you have a very weak brand. So that's a really quick way to determine how strong is your brand. Mm-hmm. And here's the question. As you're answering that question, you can't use words like service, community, and members, because guess what? Everybody uses those words.
Of course.
It's the same brand. You got to create a brand that is different. Mm-hmm. And so that's some key principles to think about as you're kind of reading that book, 30 Ideas to Build and Live Your Brand.
Oh my gosh. Great golden nuggets here, Mark Arnold. All as always, you
Thank
always
you so
deliver,
much.
Man. And so where can, to wrap up here, where can folks check out and get your book?
Absolutely. They can get the free book on my website, markarnold.com. All you got to do, go to that website, markarnold.com, and you can download your free book, 30 Ideas to Build and Live Your Brand.
Right on. And we will put the link in the show notes for everyone to get to Thank right away. So and they can get it and check it out and give you a call if they have any questions or whatever, and then start implementing this branding stuff at your credit union. It's cheaper than the marketing, my gosh.
It really is. It's the most cost-effective way to communicate your message.
Excellent. Great message to end on. Mr. Mark Arnold, thank you so much as always, sir. Look forward to the next installment of your great wisdom. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be on CU Broadcast. Like, I mean, you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We aims to please, sir. We aims to please.
You do well.
Thanks.